Thank you very much, Riley Rose. Good morning, church.
Good morning.
It's such a wonderful day to be here to worship together, isn't it? Before we start the talk, I wonder how much you paid attention to the Bible that Riley Rose just read, because we're going to have a bit of a Bible study this morning, and everybody is included in this Bible study. I need two volunteers, one person from this side, one person from that side. It doesn't matter age, it doesn't matter size. Come on, Cass, one from here. Oh, wow, so we've got two volunteers, one here and there. So, Riley Rose is going to be the judge. Now, you've got the bell, we've got three different bells. Yes, you all go there. Riley, get hold of the sweets before it get very... Cass, I will lose that tea for now. Now, you choose which bell you want to go for. Okay, Riley, you need to listen carefully to hear who will ring the bell first. Now, Cass, which side of the church will be your team? Okay. You don't know what you're signing up for yet. Ade, this is your team. Now.
Come on.
Come on, church. So, I'm going to ask questions from the Bible passage. Whoever gets to ring the bell first, you select someone from your team to give an answer. Yes. If they don't have the answer, the next person have the opportunity for the next their group to answer. Then whoever get the answer get a sweet. Now, we are keeping an eye on the sweet because the judge needs to have some of the sweet as well. So let's be less competitive, but very joyful. Now, this question is starting from easy to fun, then a little bit of interesting medium, then it gets a bit deeper. But we are in the house of the Lord, and no answer is wrong. So the first question is this. Now, are you ready? Riley, you get to decide who will go first. How many disciples went to the mountains in Galilee? Ade, you choose someone from your team to help you answer that question. Well done. That's the right answer. Amazing. Now, the second question is this. It's a true or false question. Jesus appeared to his disciples on the beach. Is it true or false? Riley? Cass? Choose someone from your team.
Name. I pick
So is it
true? False.
That is true. That the answer is... Riley Rose, this is your decision. What do you think? Did she get it right or wrong? She got it right. Now we're moving on to the very interesting question. Riley, are you ready? So the question is this. Not everyone was sure what to think when they saw Jesus. What did some of them do? Are they your team? Anyone from the team to help? Are they? Yes, we've got a young person. We've got someone with hand up there. Okay, can I repeat the question again? Not everyone was sure what to think when they saw Jesus. What did they do? What did some of them do? That is a good answer. We'll take that. Now we are moving on a bit. So the next question is, Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. Where did he say it? And I didn't even complete the question. Yes. Jesus said, Cass, okay, I will forgive this time. Because we've had confession. Yes, we have had confession. Jesus said, all authority has been given to me. Where did he say it and had it been given to? Where did he say it had been given to?
You want us to answer?
Yes, you press the bell. Whoever gets the bell first, you get to choose. Yeah, Lily is here. Lily is behind you. We'll give it to this group for now. Anyone from here? That is not the right answer. I'll read the question again. Jesus said, "All authority has been given to me." Where did he say it had been given? Heaven and earth. That is the answer. It's going.
Rob, I'm going to wander with this.
Yes. Now we're moving on so we don't stay here too long. Jesus gave his disciples four instructions. Can you remember one of them? Come on, team.
Baptizing people.
That is correct. Yep. We'll do this last one, then we'll stop. In whose name did Jesus say to baptize people? And how many names is that?
You've answered already. He's not answering. Go on, get back. Yeah, go.
In his name, the name of the Lord, the Father, and the Holy Spirit.
Hallelujah. Thank
Son
you.
Son and Holy Spirit.
Yeah. Thank you so much. Thank you. Now you can all sit down. Thank you so much, church. Your Bible studies is impeccable. Shall we bow our heads to pray? I would love it if everyone would close their eyes. Thank you. And whilst all eyes are closed, if it is comfortable with you, can you lift your hands if you are already baptized? Thank you. Put your hands down. If it is okay with you, if you are not baptized, can you lift your hand? And no pressure. Thank you very much. Let us pray. Father God, we thank you so much for today, the day that you have blessed and ordained for us. We thank you that your spirit is here before we go here. And we give thanks with all that we are, that you will manifest yourself among us here today. Let your Holy Spirit come into our hearts, because you are here already. So fill us up. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Church, I would like to invite you to take a moment to look at that water over there. Just a moment. If you can see it properly, you can stand up and see there is water in there. It is just water. Nothing has been done to it. Just water. It's the same stuff that you drink, or maybe you even drank some today. The same that you wash your hands with. The same that falls as rain. Nothing magical about it on its own. And yet today, as Robin, Divine, Jamie, and Robert take their baptism today, this water, this ordinary water, is going to mean something extraordinary to them. Because today, through this ordinary water, God says, "You belong. You belong. We all belong." Now, some of you here today, may know the Christian story that we've heard very well. Others, you might not, and you are here because your loved one is being baptized. Or you are here to support your friend, and it may be the first time hearing this Christian story. And that is a wonderful reason to be here. So I just want to take a moment to set the scene. We Christians believe that Jesus, a teacher who lived about 200 years ago, was not just a good man, but God himself coming to be with us. Last week, or for the past 4 weeks, we've been doing baptism preparation. And during last week's preparation, when we're looking at sin and how Adam and Eve's sin separate us from God, one of our young candidate Divine shared with us that God's plan had always been to have a relationship with us. So God took on human flesh to become full human in the person of Jesus Christ. Church, we've been praying for the past few weeks on our Bible teachings that God will add or bless us with more numbers. You'll be pleased to hear that God is really adding some theologians to our numbers here. Why do God do that? Because God has always planned to have a relationship with us. And the only way to restore what had been broken was to become himself. The author of the book that we read this morning tells us that Jesus died and his friends were very upset. But then something happened that changed everything. They saw him alive again. Our reading today takes place right after that occasion. Jesus gathered his friends on the hillside. And here is something that I love about this moment. Matthew tells us that some of them worshipped him, whilst others doubted, both at the same time. Worship and doubt, standing side by side on a hillside. I find that very deeply comforting, because it means Jesus did not wait for everyone to have a perfect faith before he sent them. He stepped towards them anyway. He trusted ordinary, uncertain people with the work of carrying the gospel into the world. So if you are here today and not quite sure what you believe, or your faith is as little as a mustard seed, I have good news for you. You are already in good company. Doubt and faith has always walked side by side. Standing on that hillside, Jesus says something simple but very important. Go and know that I am with you always, to the very end of age. This is the heart of the gospel we read this morning. The good news is not that we earn God's love by keeping enough rules. The good news is that God loves us first and then teaches us how to live as his people. He also says something very important. And this is why we are here today. Baptize them. He asked his followers to mark the moment when somebody joined the family, his family, with water, ordinary everyday water. But Jesus did not only tell his followers to baptize people. He told them to teach them, to walk with them, to keep going together. Baptism is not a finish line of faith. It is the beginning of a lifelong journey of learning to walk with Jesus. So, what is happening when Rob, Divine, Jamie, and Robert go into the water today? Today, they are baptized in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, three names, one God. Father, the God who made you, Robert, divine, Jamie, and divine. Sorry, Robin. Who knows you since you took your first breath? You see, I didn't know you, so I got the name wrong, but God does. The Son, Jesus Christ, who came to find you all, who gave his life so that nothing will ever separate you from his love. The Holy Spirit, the God who stays, who does not leave when the day is over, when everyone goes home, who remains with you, guiding you, strengthening you every day of your life. That is who is present in this room with us. That is who we worship today. This water is not going to be magic, but a living God speaking his promises over those four candidates. Baptism is the sign Jesus gives his church to mark the beginning of life with him. It is an outward sign of an inward reality. It is a moment of saying, I am starting fresh. I belong to Jesus now, and he belongs to me. Christians have always seen baptism as a picture of death and resurrection. Going down into the water is like laying down your old life, and rising from it is a sign of a new life with Christ. It does not mean life suddenly become easy and perfect. No, it doesn't. But it does mean no one walks alone anymore, because Christ has promised to be with you always. So Robin and Divine, you might not understand everything that is happening today fully, and that is absolutely fine. What matters is that God knows you. God loves you. God places his promises upon you. Jamie, you are a very quiet young man, but yet you have a gift of discernment. And when you know, you know. And today, you have definitely decided fully, wholeheartedly, to follow Jesus. That tells everything that we need to know about where your heart is today. Rob, you have walked your own road to get here. Maybe it has been long coming. Maybe it has been complicated, as it has been for many of us here. But today, you are saying in front of everybody here, I am in. I want to follow Jesus, and I want to walk with him. That is very brave and a beautiful thing. And to all of us here in this room, we are family. And for the families, friends, and godparents, you are not just spectators today. When someone is baptized, the whole church family makes a promise too. We say, we will help look after the baptism candidate. We will show up. We will be part of how they grow up, knowing they are loved, not just told they are loved, but we show them how love is, because love is a verb. It's a doing word. It has legs and it walks. And if you are not a Christian, you can still take this seriously. Because your job is simple, to love these people. And I can see from your faces that you're already taking your commitment seriously. And that is very beautiful. And as I draw my talk to a close, I would like to invite you back to that water. In a few moments, it will do its job. Simple, ordinary, but yet beautiful. Robin, Jamie, Divine, and Rob, you will still be yourselves. Same face, same laugh, same personality. And yet something real would have begun. Outwardly, the same people, but marked forever by God's promises. The water will dry when you get out. The day will pass. But what happens here today is permanent. God has spoken his promises over you all. And that is nothing. There is nothing at all that can erase that. Robin, Divine, Jamie, and Rob, you are loved. I will say it again. You are known, and you belong. Church, when they come out of that water, I want us to greet them, not very politely, very loudly, because heaven is celebrating today, and we should do so too. Welcome into the family of Christ. Amen. Amen. Shall we bow our heads down and pray? Almighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, our Rock of Ages, our Omnipotent, our Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, the one that we can never pass to do anything. Lord, today we submit ourselves to you as a church. As we are about to receive your gift, Lord, I pray that you will prepare our hearts, soften our hearts, Lord. Open our hearts' doors to receive this family that you've gifted us today, Lord. What an amazing opportunity that heaven celebrates today. Come, Holy Spirit. Come and move among us today, Lord, we ask. We have no power. All power belongs to you, God. So we submit ourselves under your authority this morning. Inspire us and encourage us. Lord, we pray for the candidates that are being baptized today and their families, Lord. May you go before them day and night, Lord. May you stand behind them as a rock. May you protect them against the schemes of the enemy. No weapon that will be formed against them will prosper in the name of Jesus, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for your promises. And Lord, we pray, giving thanks for those who have already been baptized. Today they get additional family members, and we lift those who are yet to be baptized, Lord. May you anchor them under your wings, Lord. May you begin to do something for them today. And to the church, if it is your wish, and it is your prayer, and if it is your belief, at the end of the baptism. You are more than welcome. I have no power, but I have authority under God's promises. Just as Jesus' disciples got to the beautiful gate and the man asked them, do you have any money? And he said, silver and gold, I have none. But by the power and authority in me, I ask you to walk. That this water will be a sign of breakthrough for you, of healing for you, of peace for you, of reconciliation for you. And if you want to take that step, at the end of baptism, come and dip your hands in the water and make a sign of cross in your face. There is no pressure. It is your faith. So, Lord, I pray that you gift us your blessings today. In Jesus' mighty name I pray. Amen.